Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after. We're visiting with our good friend. We're about to visit. We haven't quite done that yet, but we're getting ready to do that. We're going to visit with our good friend Sam Norwood any second now. Sam is with Tatum CFO Partners. Tatum Partners, I think, is now the name of the company. And as many of you know, Sam joins us once a month to give us a report on how the economy's going as he, after they polled their several hundred the members of their organization who are running businesses, hundreds of businesses across the country. Sam is our good friend. Sam, welcome back to the show.
Great to be back with you, Jim.
It's good to have you back, especially, you know, Sam, we even had you back when we knew you weren't going to have great news for us. So now that you have good news, we love having you on the show.
Well, it's always more fun to be talking about good news than not good news, but we have to bear whatever it is.
But at least you know we're not fair weather friends, right?
Exactly. And on the radio, you can't shoot the messenger.
That's right. But the Tatum survey, give us a little bit of a thumbnail of how it looked this time.
Yeah, you know, we go and once a month we survey our partners, 350 across the country in 30 markets, and they're in a broad variety of industries in every geographical region, and so we try to get just a touch of what is going on right now in the economy, looking back 30 days and looking forward 60 days. And we're, as you read in the paper, in increasingly good shape. The month of April was strong, although not as strong as we had thought that it would be going into April, and May and June look fabulous.
Well, that exactly, and you know, everywhere I turn, Sam, I'm hearing people say out loud with vigor that the first quarter for them was really a nice breath of fresh air for them. That they really it wasn't just a turn in a new direction, a new positive direction. They were talking about good business in the first quarter.
Yes, we saw that too, but it happened that in the first quarter it was gaining momentum toward the end of the first quarter. March was by far the strongest month as we saw it in the first quarter, and I believe that the full strength of that quarter was not picked up in the statistics released by the government last week that showed that the first quarter GDP growth was 4.2%. We think it was stronger than that, and we think that those numbers will be revised in later communications from the government.
Well, now, if I'm looking at your Tatum Index of Business Conditions, and it's at 32, and it was at 18.4 last month.
Yeah.
Now, last month meaning March.
It reflects more strength in the future than what we saw in the month of April.
Because you guys look back 30 days and forward 60, right?
Exactly. And what we do is in that index, we combine the outlooks the statistics for the 60 days out and the 30 days back. And what's happening is that as the economy recovers and matures in its recovery, it touches more and more parts of the economy, and what we're seeing is a reduction of bad parts, which in effect really accelerates our ratios as we reflect in that index. It's the ratio of the good to the bad, and when the bad get really low, then that index really takes off. It's highly sensitive.
But for the index to grow 14 points, or that would be like a 40% increase from one month to the other, and knowing that April was off a little bit from March, that must mean you guys are pretty froggy about the next 2 months.
It's so frothy, it's a little scary, to be honest with you. Everything looks good, and we'll talk about employment and capital commitments, which are part of the next leg of the economic recovery that we're seeing strengthen as we see it forecasted right now.
But even though you said that the last month wasn't quite as strong as March, still, according to your report, half of your respondents saw improvement.
Yes. What we're saying is that it was actually April was stronger than March, but not as strong as we had forecasted that it would be, so that it was still quite good, but not as frothy as we had seen in the forecast. And we'll see today. Today they're going to release the employment numbers in about an hour, the employment numbers, and they're expecting that employment grew, non-farm employment grew by 150,000 jobs compared to over 300,000 in the prior month. That's so April versus March. And so March was stronger in some ways than April, but April was still quite good.
Probably not. There may be some end-of-year reasons for that, and I want to ask you about that when we come back after these messages. Tony Taylor, stay with us, folks. We'll be right back with our good friend Sam Norwood. He's with Tatum Partners. Since I began broadcasting the show in 1997, part of my contract with you has been to introduce you to only the very best people, companies, and products that I can find. IBM fits that profile 100%. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and as you know by now, IBM is my sponsor in bringing you this show and all of my other small business resources. Take it from me, IBM has done a great job of developing the kinds of products and services you and I need to grow our small businesses and that help us gain a competitive edge through technology. You can find all of IBM's small business offerings at ibm.com/business center, including a free electronic newsletter, special offers, and online advice on helping you make the right technology and e-business choices. I hope you'll say thanks to IBM for helping me help you by giving them first shot at your technology and e-commerce business. That's www.ibm.com/business center. It's a great small business website. We're back at 17-2. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're talking to Sam Norwood. He's with Tatum Partners, and we're talking about the survey that they conduct every month, which Sam does with us. He brings it to us and gives us a good report every month of what the professionals, the management professionals that that work with him and at Tatum Partners across the country, managing lots of different, hundreds of different businesses, what they're saying about things. Sam, you were talking about that March was good, that April was good too, but it wasn't quite as good as you thought. You know, I know you guys think about this, but you know, something I wanted to point out is that March is a culminating month for a lot of companies, isn't it?
Year. They send out the reports for retailers. The final month typically is in at the end of January when they can, you know, their inventories are at their minimum, and but there's seasonality in every business, but seasonality, I was thinking, fortunately, are different.
But Sam, I was thinking about from the standpoint of it being the end of a lot of companies' fiscal years, and a lot of sales probably got pushed into, you know, probably got compressed into the 2004 fiscal year ending March 31st, and maybe that what that did was that cut off some of the opportunity for April. What do you think?
It's an interesting phenomenon, Jim. We see it in every business, large and small, that if you are measuring weekly, the final day of the week is the biggest shipments, and the final month of the quarter is the biggest, and so forth. So that may have been a factor, but I don't think that that's huge in terms of how we are viewing business conditions, because the conditions are how we see the orders coming in, how we see our own operations and our sense for things, and so it's this survey affects chief financial officers primarily and some chief information officers who are sensitive to what's going on in the business and how they perceive the conditions around them. It goes beyond our current shipments and goes into what's going on in terms of orders coming in and that sort of thing.
Sam, have you talked to your partners enough to know whether they're taking advantage of the direct expensing provision?
The
direct expensing provision, the $100,000. Direct expensing that's in the new tax law.
The tax law allows us to write off up to $100,000 of capital expenditures, and I think this is stimulative, and it's showing up in our in the capital expenditure commitments. But even with a tax break, you're not going to make a commitment for capital expenditures unless you think it's justified,
exactly,
and going to be needed and will provide a good return.
Right.
Now we're seeing that. It was a little bit late, in taking off, but that's typical in an economic recovery. You use what you have until you need something else. And now, with the tax break on capital expenditures, particularly as it affects small businesses, where $100,000 is a significant amount of money to be committed, and so capital expenditure commitments are a reflection of our outlook for continued good growth in business, and we see that growing nicely, particularly as we see it in the outlook.
Right,
May and June.
What about the employment situation?
The employment also has been slow to take off because, as you know, when we're running small businesses, we've when business turns up, first we try to stretch what we get from the resources that we have, which include and a big factor is our employees, and that is reflected in great improvements that we've seen in productivity, more physical output in goods and services with a stable labor force. Now we see that in the next 60 days, for example, in the headcount, our respondents to our survey indicate that 48% expect to hire additional employees, and that's up from 47% in the prior month, and only 6% expect that employment will decline. And that compares to 10% in the prior month.
And that might not be because business is bad. That might be through efficiencies.
There's a reduction in the downward expectation, which is a good sign. In other words, fewer of our respondents expect to be laying people off, and that's part of the maturing of this upswing in the economic cycle.
Right, absolutely. Sam, take a minute and tell us a little bit about Tatum Partners.
Yeah, Tatum Partners is a firm that's about 10 years old. It's a partnership in which all the partners come in to fulfill for client companies the principal jobs of chief financial officer and chief information officer. And we also do projects. Among the big projects, for example, of the information officers is rescuing companies that have tried to put in major systems and the systems aren't working properly. So we'll come in and straighten that out for clients. And the chief financial officers also do projects for companies that involve situations where they need someone for a specific period of time to accomplish a specific task that requires sophisticated financial talent.
Like an internal audit or something like that. Give us the website, please.
The website is TatumPartners.com, T-A-T-U-M, partners.com.
Yeah. Folks, this is a great example of a niche approach to the management business. Check them out when you get a chance at TatumPartners.com. I think you'll also find a survey there, too, if you want to go back and review it again. Sam Norwood is our guest, and we'll be right back.
And whatever comes our way, yeah, darling, go make it.
You get a shiver in the dark, it's raining in the park, but meantime.
We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.jbsba.com. Sam Norwood is our guest, and he's a good friend of ours, a longtime member of our Brain Trust and with Tatum Partners, and he's joins us once a month to give us this outstanding report of business conditions. And Sam, as I said earlier, we went through a lot of months there, a lot of times when the news wasn't great, but now we got good news, and I'm really excited about you bringing it to us. Let's talk about the coming up 60 days, because this is where the real good news is, according to your partners.
Gosh, it is so strong. Let me give you a statistic as it has to do with capital commitments. This is from our partners. In the percentage of our respondents expecting increases in capital commitments, 50% expect in the next 60 days to increase their capital commitments, the capital commitments of their client companies, and that's up significantly from the 36% that we reported in the prior month. 50% expect increases, and that's great because when people are spending money on expanding their capital equipment, first, that's good business for the capital equipment providers, but also it's a reflection of a strong outlook. And psychologically, when we believe that the outlook is good, we do lots of things that are positive, and it trickles all the way through the economy. So we're quite excited. And by the way, the expansion, we have recovery, which gets us back to the point where we were at a prior time. And from that point forward, you have expansion. So it's recovery first and then expansion.
Right,
we think that based on the rising level of capital commitments that we'll be transitioning from recovery, and we'll be talking about expansion later this year.
Well, and if you look at the 68% that expect things to improve over the next 60 days, that's great news.
Yeah.
But the other thing is that that's really interesting is that only 1% thought things were going to get worse. I mean, we could almost just fire those guys and we wouldn't even have that report, right? We wouldn't even have, it'd be 0%, right?
Well,
we'd fire that one guy. That guy just woke up on the wrong side of the bed, Sam. I think that's what happened.
maybe so, but the it's interesting that when you're gathering statistics like this from hundreds of people, there are always going to be some that did what some people are doing next month, others did last month, and so statistically, it just reflects a trend, and we think the trends are just very good in every way that you can measure it.
Well, and also some people just don't want anything to be unanimous. You know, they got to be different. and I guess I should come clean here and say I'm kind of like that myself. Well, Sam, what's let's talk about some other indicators. You one of the things you like to talk about is outsourcing.
Yeah,
and I do too. And one of the things that I've been trying to do on this show for the last several months is have an honest debate about jobs, about what's really going on with jobs. And I'd like for you to give us your thoughts on outsourcing, because that's getting a bad reputation, and it really doesn't deserve it, does it?
I don't think it does. The outsourcing, people, we've been outsourcing some things for many, many years. Where do our TV sets come from and a lot of our cars and things? And that's outsourcing in a way. And another way of outsourcing that's been getting a lot of negative news this year has been the outsourcing of some technical jobs to places like India. Mm-hmm. But it's no different in my mind that we're outsourcing some jobs to India than outsourcing blue-collar jobs to Japan or China. What happens is that the money will go and jobs will go where you can get the best service for the least cost. That's just the nature of how the economy works, and it's good for us all in the long run, because wherever that money flows, it comes flowing back to us. We are an outsourced firm, what it means is that people who outsource, let's say, the CFO function, like any other outsourcing, you pay for what you get, and you're dealing with people who are specialists at what they do, who eat, live, and breathe their specialty area. And so think of it this way. Small businesses often are the beneficiaries of the outsourcing trend, where larger companies outsource specialty areas to smaller companies, and we thrive on that.
So, Sam, I'm going to have to stop you right there.
Right.
Thank you for being here today. Thanks for another great report. Thanks for the good news, too, by the way, and we appreciate you. See you later next time.
Happy to bring it.
Sam Norwood, ladies and gentlemen, I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.